open arms.
This is 99.7 FM Barrieville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We'll be paying a lot more next year for health insurance, that from research group KFF, which cites multiple causes.
One, you have insurers saying that they're going to increase these premiums. The average monthly premium could increase by about 15%. You also have the expiration of those enhanced subsidies under the Affordable Care Act.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has identified three deputies killed in the explosion at their training facility. Detective Joshua Kelly Eklund, Detective Victor Lemus, and Detective William Osborne. The department's searching the home where the possible device that exploded may have come from. In a complex prisoner exchange, 10 Americans held in Venezuela freed in exchange for the release of more than 250 Venezuelan migrants deported from the U.S. and who were imprisoned in El Salvador. The Justice Department formally requesting Friday the unsealing of grand jury records tied to the federal investigation into Jeffrey Epstein, according to a court filing. This is ABC News.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A driver who allegedly killed an 87-year-old man in a hit-and-run crash in Oconomowoc is in custody. Police say Al Amy was riding his tractor home Monday after mowing grass. Amy's tractor was struck by the driver of an SUV who then fled the scene. 49-year-old Matthew Brennecke has been charged with hit-and-run causing great bodily harm. If convicted, he could spend 15 years in prison. Milwaukee police have arrested a 14-year-old boy and a 38-year-old man in connection with the alleged abduction of a 7-year-old Milwaukee boy last weekend. An Amber Alert was issued for Jamal White last week after he was taken into a van at gunpoint. The child is safe. Another 25-year-old man is charged with kidnapping and taking hostages. And a new exhibit detailing the events of D-Day opens today at the State Veterans Museum in Madison. Director Chris Kowalowski says the exhibit is a traveling piece that will be staying in Madison through the rest of the year. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms possible. We'll see a high near 82. Tonight, slight chance of a shower, low of 62. Mostly sunny for Sunday and highs around 80. Mostly sunny Monday, highs in the low 80s. For Tuesday, warmer, highs to the upper 80s. For the best barbecue all summer long, it's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 68.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. Smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young. And we would scream together songs unsung. Hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Showed in your eyes.
Thank you.
were the things you wanted for yourself? Teenage ambitions you'll remember.
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
There used to be a gray and tower alone on the sea. Dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's the high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell me so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light, and the light that you shine can't be seen. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large, and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
know radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
If you grew up in the summer of the first Jurassic Park and your babysitter was a fan of Baywatch, you're ready for summer in the 90s, and that's what we're going to feature on this week's Retro Pop Reunion. This is Joe Cortez. I've got you for 4 hours of the biggest hits of the video music era, featuring the songs that came out of the summer in the 1990s. Also, she has the number one song this week on iTunes, and just happened to have the number one song this week in the summer of 87. Find out who she is inside 4 hours of the biggest hits of the video music era. Hope you join us for Retro Pop Reunion right here on 99.7 Max FM.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Another win for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night in L.A. 2-0. The Crew have now won 8 in a row. They remain a game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Red Sox 4-1 at Wrigley Field. The Brewers' Caleb Durbin with a big night for his first time in Dodgers Stadium, an RBI double, and a solo home run shot in the 7th. Pitcher Quinn Priester, fans Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman to start the game on the way to 6 innings and 77 pitches with 10 strikeouts. The Brewers have now beat the Dodgers 4 in a row heading into tonight's game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we've played a bunch of close games against them. Things have went our way, so it helps you prepare a little bit because you're used to it. You know who's hot and who's not. You know who might be a tick off their game, and you might make a decision because, well, you know what? So-and-so's not swinging like he normally does, so we can attack him here differently.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms possible. We'll see a high near 82. Tonight, slight chance of a shower, low of 62. Mostly sunny for Sunday and highs around 80. Mostly sunny Monday, highs in the low 80s. For Tuesday, warmer, highs to the upper 80s. For the best barbecue all summer long, it's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 68.
99.7 Max.
Bye.
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women glow and men plunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. From Peter's Law and mentioned her. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Take cover. Yeah. La, la, la. You're unbelievable.
FM.
Oh, yeah.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
It's all
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Emergency crews in East Hollywood are on the scene of reports of a vehicle striking about 20 people in a crowd with 4 to 5 in critical condition. There are a few details known, but Southern California is in mourning. Law enforcement lining the road along to the county coroner's office in memory of 3 sheriff's deputies killed in an explosion Friday at a training facility. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna said,
"This is unfortunately the largest loss of life for us as the L.A. County Sheriff's Department since 1857.
Nobody else was hurt. Authorities are investigating the case. President Trump signed the first major piece of federal legislation regulating cryptocurrency. He's also instructed the Justice Department to seek the release of grand jury transcripts from the Jeffrey Epstein case. This is ABC News.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A driver who allegedly killed an 87-year-old man in a hit-and-run crash in Oconomowoc is in custody. Police say Al Amy was riding his tractor home Monday after mowing grass. Amy's tractor was struck by the driver of an SUV who then fled the scene. 49-year-old Matthew Brennecke has been charged with hit-and-run causing great bodily harm. If convicted, he could spend 15 years in prison. Milwaukee police have arrested